Blog Talk Radio.
It ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no room for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I was more than you could manage. Manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be honest. Closer to me, oh, giving me silence.
making me cry. Wasting my time to hold on. So just be careful what you take for granted. About it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, we ain't doing this just for pleasure. Either learn me or I'm a lesson. So if you want me, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I'm worth more than you could manage, baby. Oh, you're falling for me. Oh, baby, I caught it. Oh, we could be whatever you want. Oh, 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 holding me tight, loving me right, giving me life.
Your smile, your voice creeps inside my heart with everything you do. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you would sort me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start the fight in me. One who was there to hold my back. Don't you know that I choose you?
Astonished. She took my fear and made it be diminished, for in her words was paradise. Opened my eyes to a beautiful waterfall vision so precise and filled with hidden rainbows of perfection, because she is my pot of gold filled with completion, complimenting my soul and my spirit. In my cadence, I can hear it, a beautiful rendition of poetic verses. As we come together to build harmonies that blend with the universe, creating love ballads mixed with romantic vibes, our energies mix and collides into a foundation of metaphorical patterns of how she sees me and I her, where our love take a turn. When the stars complete and compete for our attention, even in the dark sky suspension, the raindrops drip upon our melanin. And we get drenched in the love of each drop, and ain't no telling exactly when we will be that moment we never stop saying, I love you. I just know it's true, that in her words, she created this oasis of paradise, more beautiful than the sunrise. From the mind of Poetic, welcome, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Romantic Sensual Saturday. The dial-in number, if you happen to be listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And press 1 when you get here. If you're already here, you have not done so yet, please press 1 so that you can be romantic and sensual tonight. I am your host for the evening, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours. And while we're at it, let's give a shout out to the CEO of Raw Links as well as Epiphany Radio. I want to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. If you know him, hit him up, get you some raw links. Or just reach out to him and say thank you for Epiphany Radio. Now, I don't know about you. Tonight is about those romantic and sensual poems and music. I know it's been a while since we've had an opportunity to do this show, but I'm looking forward to it. So let's jump right into it. Let's open up the mic to the first poet, who happens to be one half host of the Erotic Love Zone and one half host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
What's up, man? You you did not fight fair. Boy, that piece was good. That was all right.
Damn. I appreciate that.
So tonight
is right now, this time, this moment is dedicated for you and your peace. Be romantic and sensual tonight. Can you
I'll try. I think I can handle that. I'll give it a try.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called I'm Still Here. When you're loved by a poet, something about your essence is immortalized in your words. No matter who reads them, how they hear them or feel them, from the first time they are spoken, you will know that they will always be about you. But as long as we allow fear to keep us from being happy, we won't be happy. And some miss their chance because most don't understand what the truth in love is. Love never claims, it simply allows and gives, it just is. But in order for it to work, spiritual union and connection is needed. And we weren't given a spirit of fear. Now many have seen love in my eyes, but they left me and disappeared like icicles melting in the coming warmth. But my heart still stands alone at the shore, waiting to see it in the eyes that really see me, waiting to fall into and be held by the hands that are strong enough to hold it, and share with the one that shares my forever. But as with all natural things in life, like the fire in the sky we follow, there is time. But if not reached for, one day it won't be tangible anymore. It'll be gone. So until then, I hold my hope in when they say, you want the rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain. All the while, what I feel behind, wait a minute, all the while hiding what I feel behind a genuine smile, because I don't know how to give up on love. I wasn't created that way, and all I've ever known is patience. I'm still here, and that's that piece.
Ooh-wee, yes, yes, yes. Man, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. My God.
Right.
That was a very romantic and sensual piece. And before I get you over to the sensual lounge of seduction, I got a song that will go very well with your piece. So I hope you enjoy it. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Hold me and kiss me slowly, it's the sweetest thing. coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, oh, you're the best part. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, best part.
It's the sunrise and those brown eyes, yes. You're the one that I desire. Feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Follow no matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part. If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
Immensely. That is my song. Yes, yes, yes. You gotta stop rationing out this show to us, yo. This is one of the top shows. Oh my god. Yeah, I love the song.
I will try to bring it back often, I promise. But now get on over to the sensual lounge of seduction and stick around, enjoy the rest of this romantic and sensual evening.
All right. One love, one life. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Perla Negra. Whew, man. Next artist to grace the mic tonight, we have my good brother, C-34 Music, y'all. C-34, what's good, my brother?
I'm doing well. I mean, I heard your poem, your piece, and it was brilliant. And it's kind of like... kind of like I'm wondering if Johnny Depp will do a cologne commercial with the name of your perfume called Poetic.
I know that's right, bro. I appreciate that.
And, and that's also La Perla Negra. I've told her before that her poetry is brilliant. I'm hoping she's hearing this. The way she enunciates and says her words kind of reminds me of a man just on her lap and she just stroking her head, his head. It's just comforting. So, thank you, La Perla Negra.
Absolutely, man. Mm. Well, my brother.
Yes, sir.
You are the artist tonight. Are you ready to be romantic and sensual this evening?
I'll try my best, even though I don't claim myself as romantic, but, you know, I guess I got 17 years in, so I can't, I can't fault myself.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
But why don't you go ahead and do your thing. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Butterflies. You remember 1992 and the after party? It's in the basement listening to reggae. Beanie Man, Shaggy, Bounty Killer, Shabba Ranks, Super Captain Patra. I was trying hard not to get high off the secondhand smoke, Coke and Bacardi rum. I saw you across the room and you caught my attention. You were doing the butterfly dance, a.k.a. Tootsie Roll, and it got me swole. I felt it in my khakis, the pressure, as it was like I was at a supermodel convention with you wearing the Dookie braid hair extensions. But you backed that thing up like my entrance was meant to be. Turned around, putting them Lee press-on nails in my back, making sure I'd remember. You are the best. Don't look around, because this is none better. You had me sweating more than Keith without the begging. But we couldn't stay there as our chemistry was in full effect. We began our exercise routine, but there wouldn't be using solo flex. The sex was incredible, as the coming attractions were immeasurable. Years later, we're still inseparable, because you're the only girl that makes my heart levitate. You give me butterflies, still, as my one and only love. Smooth skin and the scent of Egyptian musk. You're the only woman I trust, and I taste you like ambrosia. Get it? You're the only woman I'm thinking of. Lord of mercy, let me come down. That's that piece.
Yo, my brother, my brother, my brother. There's a song that makes me, and the brothers that sang this song, they felt it too. You know, because in your piece, man, I can hear you losing control. So let me go ahead and play this song for you, brother, to compliment your piece.
Okay.
Make you feel around and around.
Brother C-Double-34 Music, I hope you didn't mind if Silk joined your poetry tonight.
You brought back two flashbacks with this song. One involved a strategically placed charmed blow pop, and another where this girl, who resembles Lisa from Lisa Lisa and Coke Jam,
my God,
she took me to this concert, my favorite concert of all. Silk was the opening act. Mint Condition was the headliner.
My man.
But if they wouldn't have made the mistakes they made, I wouldn't have got to my Jill Scott, who I have 17 years
with. My man, I know that's right. Well, thank them for making the mistakes that they made, and you got your Jill Scott. So, my brother, we're going to get you over to the sensual lounge of seduction for you to finish enjoying the rest of the show, my brother. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
One love, one mic
to you. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is my good brother, C-Double-34 Music, y'all. Bring on this good brother here. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you one half host of King and Queen's Quarters, and he is also the host of his own show, Let's Talk Poetry Corner. I give you King Atterbury. What's good with you, King?
I'm chilling, brother. You know what I'm saying? Over at the plant. You know what I mean?
My man.
Everything's good. You know what I mean?
That's what I love to hear, bro. Glad to have you this evening, man.
Glad to be here.
You ready to be romantic and sensual tonight, good brother?
Yeah, I have a short piece, but, you know, it's on point, though.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, moving out of the way so King can get busy. The mic is yours.
All right, this piece I titled Blackberry Peaches. When you didn't want it but still felt the need to have it, you turned your attic to feed upon his habit. As you lay there unaware of what was about to happen, I entered a realm of passion from a deep correspondence. As I believe in you and all that you see in me, allow our spirit to run free within our beautiful odyssey, connecting on many levels which are without expectation, making it more than a situation and more of a real occasion, living inside each other, through constant elevation. No matter what we're facing, we show and prove by demonstrating. And that's my piece, King.
Yo. Hey, man, listen. That was fire. Hey, man, listen. I got a song to compliment that piece, man, because I'm sure when you hear it, you'll be like, yeah, that's pretty much what I was thinking. So let me let
Thank
Max
you,
go. Into this here combo.
Appreciate
that.
there's a thing that you need, I give you the breath that I breathe. If ever you yearn for the love in me, whenever, wherever, whatever, baby,
jumping in and accentuating your poetry with his words as well as his song.
Nah, he accommodated everything right there. You know what I'm saying? He was on point with that.
My man. Ooh, brother, we're going to get you on to the Sensual Lounge of Seduction so you can hang out and finish listening to this beautiful poetry, the beautiful songs tonight. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
All right. We're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, Amelia T. Davis. Greetings, Amelia.
Good evening, King.
Well, what about you? Are you ready to be romantic and sensual this evening?
Fully, yes, I am.
All right. Well, go ahead. The mic is yours.
This piece is called Love Upon the Astro Plane. His lips call to her through space and time, a desire that fills her with hot, molten nectar. His voice smooth and sensuous, she is flowing upon each letter spoken by him, gliding upon the universe in a dance called us. He dips her backwards as she clings to his neck, spinning her around in a circle of romance, prancing across the stars as they shake and shimmer to their own personal melody, cosmic dust flying as their bongo beats take over. They are thumping to the erotic fires only they together can bring, hearts pounding as they become lost in each other's embrace, coming one. Romantic dinners upon the astral plane, consuming delicious delights, savory morsels of aphrodisiacs. More than two lovers, royalty joining forces, becoming one powerful nation, unstoppable. The essences of these two combined bring the power of atomic energy, a union only heaven could ordain, love found within each other's souls. Their search has been completed by each other's heart of gold, a king powerful and mighty with tenderness and honor, a queen strong and bold with sweetness and gentleness, a love story cream to his coffee, his chocolate to her vanilla, sweet love forever cherished. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. End peace.
All right, all right, all right. Well, look, I got a duet that would like to compliment your piece, if that's all right.
Oh, very much.
the back of me to repeat and rewind. Vividly, ooh, the memories I daydream about it all the time. I've been waiting, I've been yearning. I crave the loving that you got. What a blessing, honest confession. So glad you let me shoot my shot.
Gentlemen, that is Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, blessing us with her peace tonight. If I may, I'm going to play another track.
Swift as a wind song, you sang the music of an honest bird. I waited for some contradiction, but truth was ringing in your every word. And every moment since then, the one thing I can tell is that I belong. Heavy burdens on the banks of this river deep. Know that every piece of your past is always someplace safe with me. And there's no room for judgment. I want you as yourself, 'cause I belong with you and no one else. We have both been broken, bent into painful shapes. So here we are now. Ain't it lucky we survived it all? Searching for self in separate rivers, ending up in the same waterfall. And when we're gray and wiser, story I will tell is that I belong with you and no one, no one else. I belong with you and no, 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 no one else. I belong.
Somewhere, romance has the sound of, I love you. Closing in on the heart just enough to be hopeless, and it's true. The rhythmic cadence is enough to excite. Beating so loudly with each beat that is just right. Giving way to a ball of emotions to be slam dunked. Has me looking around to see if I'm being punked. While this romantic sound is crashing against the walls of my doubt. Slowly eroding away every stain of hurt and pain that is about to play chords of the guitar. While she was strumming the pain, because that's the sound of how she spar. So her romance is this amazing sound, humbling enough to push me down to the ground. As I hear it bellowing inside my eardrums, so loudly every part of me hums. I feel the radiating calmness of romance's vocals, screaming throughout my nerves like never-ending sequels. As this roller coaster roars of romance rides voraciously through my amusement park of emotions, there's a small chance that I'm smiling on the inside, with joy showing on the outside, all because I heard romance's voice. In the depth of my ventricles, it left me no choice.
See, I've been watching you for a while, smiling and stuff, but I know I can be with you for the night, alright? Is that alright, baby, baby?
There is only one for me. You have made that possibility. We could take that step to see. If this is really gonna be, all you gotta do is say yes.
All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, baby, and dress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so, 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 so. You made me so, 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 so.
Loving you has taken time, take time. But I always knew you could be mine. I recognize the butterflies inside.
Don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so. Oh, don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so.
Twerk. It's Friday and I'm ready to turn up. Single and no dates lined up. Gotta get in them streets, see what's popping. Can't let nothing stop me. Wait, hold up. It's time for Let's Talk About It. The radio show on Epiphany. Let's get it. Time to take my socks off and get comfy and do date night differently. Tonight's topic? You just have to tune in and see, cause there won't be no debate. Now tell me, can anyone relate?
You are listening to Epiphany Radio, For Real Entertainment Network. I am Van Meadows, aka Poetic. Take your socks off.
Saturday. Not a whole lot of conversation tonight. Just romance and sensual poetry accompanied by a musical track to complement your piece. The dial-in number if you're listening in online, 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here to join in. Otherwise, if you're already here, go ahead and press that 1. It's okay to be romantic and sensual. I am your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Next up on the mic, we have one half host of the Get Down Epiphany Zone, J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, my brother?
My good brother, how are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Hey, man, I can't complain about much of anything. Today's been a pretty decent day. I got a chance to see one of my boys open his restaurant in Harlem, and that was something I know the brother's been trying to do for a long time, and to see it come to fruition, I'm stuck because I'm just so happy for this brother and his lady. And I'm just like, wow, this is absolutely really, really cool. And I'm humbled that they asked me to join in and just be a part of what they have. So this is really cool.
I did that, man. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Absolutely. Hopefully you got a nice little bite to eat.
Yeah, I got a little something, but I'm coming back tomorrow because I had a little appetizer. I'm coming tomorrow with an appetite. So
I know that's right, good brother.
Come through and do it right. But they gave me something called sangria, and you know me, Van. I'm not really a drinker, but I had two very large glasses of this sangria stuff, and
my brother.
Yeah, I'm in a different space. I'm gonna need a lot of water.
Is one of my favorite drinks.
Well, when you come to New York to visit, bro, I got a place for you.
My man, that's why I'm holding you to it. I'm gonna make that trip sometime soon, absolutely. But in honor of
yes, tonight, sir.
You being you and me knowing you, me being around you, me understanding you. Romance and sensuality is in your wheelhouse.
Oh, God, yes.
Are you ready to be romantic and sensual?
Oh, God, yes, 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 yes. Please, yes. Put me in, coach.
The mic is yours.
This piece is dedicated to the woman who I saw on the train that winked at me but never spoke to me. And if you get a chance to hear this, I want you to let me find a time and place when I can kiss you in the places that you forgot that turned you on. Then I want you to let me lick you in those undisclosed bodily locations that make you loudly moan, because I only want to have one mission in this decision, and that's to have your orgasm stand in attention, shivering in pure delight forever. Selfishly, you sir, may I have another? You see, I want to reach out to you and touch you in my dreams. And I'm holding hands with an image of you in my imagination that I concocted of you. I jones for you like a drugged-out fiend for an unforgettable aromatic fragrances of you that whisper through my recollection and pause in serendipitous delight. You see, you are my walking, breathing love letter, and every encounter is but another chapter that I want to write about you. You walk in such a melodic tone that I can see the soulful riffs move at each scale that has no ending that comes from your way of just being you. And I can hear love songs from mating hummingbirds as wings begin to flutter whenever you speak in hushed tones. I got butterflies in my tummy because I want to be next to you so badly, and the anticipation of finally getting to see you brings moist droplets of river waters to high cheekbones made of chocolate that look like happiness personified. Because all of this means nothing until I get a chance to hold you in my arms myself. I get to feel your heart beating against my chest just so that I know for myself my baby's finally home. And that car ride on the train, baby, that was everything. I just hope you get to hear this. I'm standing on the corners of the train waiting for you to say hi again with that sexy wink.
My brother, my brother, my brother. Amen. As I was listening to this beautiful piece of sensual poetry, a brother tapped me on the shoulder, pretty much just like you did, and said, put me in, coach. So he said that his song needs to be played to compliment your piece. So I hope you don't mind, Aaron Hall. You know, I'm just going to let him say it.
Mm.
There's so many places I want to kiss you, baby. your body will be turned on when I kiss the spot to make you wet and hot. Baby, put your hands up.
The wise son, that it was okay for Aaron Hall to compliment your piece. You know, he tapped me on the shoulder as soon as you got done and said, put me in, coach. So I hope that was all right. Unmute your mic, Jay. Unmute your mic.
Hello, Van Metal.
And
yes,
bro.
That song is the absolute ultimate compliment to any poet's romantic piece. Whenever we talk about the art of kissing, which is a long, long, long lost art.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, my brother, I'm going to send you over to the sensual lounge of seduction so that you can hang out with the rest of the team and stick around, man, and finish enjoying the rest of the show. And everybody
Thank
get another
you
piece.
So much.
Everybody get another piece ready. I'm not ready for the show to end tonight, to be quite honest. The vibe and the energy is amazing. So everybody get another piece ready. And after the next caller, we're gonna come back around and let everybody do another piece. So get another romantic sensual piece together for me, bro.
I got you covered, brother.
All right. Well, Mike, one love, ladies and gentlemen. That is my brother, J. Rob, the wise son, with that phenomenal ink. Man, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we got my East Coast go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
What's up? What's up? You know I have to show you love. You my homie, so you know I got to, you know, and like my guidance counselor.
I appreciate you, good brother.
You always say it, man. Every time I need somebody to talk to you, I appreciate you. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't know, man. I appreciate you a lot.
Pleasure's all mine, bro. That's what I'm here for, man. That's what I'm here for. But I gotta tug on you a little bit, bro. I gotta tug on the romantic, sensual side of Mr. Automatic Charismatic for tonight, because that's what we're doing tonight.
Oh yeah, yes indeed.
So my brother, I need you to go ahead. I need you to go all the way in, being romantic and sensual. And if you're ready,
okay.
The mic is yours.
I dedicate this poem to my lovely lady, Tanisha. I love her so much, so I dedicate this to her. Your words speak my mind. You are every part of my intelligence. I'm loving all of your elegance. I want you to suffocate me with your pleasure. Let us be in love, like hold it together. You are my forever mind and one of a kind. You blow me like the wind, and it's love that I can never pretend. And it's type of love that I never want to end. I am your man, and you are the woman that I truly defend. You're mine. You just speaking my mind of love and everything that's luxury. Speaking my mind, love so comfortably. You are wonderful. You are the love that I explore. Your heart speaks my mind. Everything speaks my mind. What of a choice of words to love you. And one day you'll be my wife. And I'll hold your hand. And I'll let people know that you're my best friend. You're everything. You are the pleasure. Your eyes says it all. Says that let me indulge in this type of love. Let me hold your hand. Baby, no matter what you go through, I'm there for you. Because I'll pay the price. I'll make the sacrifice. And I'll make anything hot, like cool, like ice. You never have to walk this battle by yourself. You got a man that's going to walk with you. You got a man that's going to tackle some things with you. You got a man that'll pray for you and love you from your head to your feet, because you are the type of love that makes me so complete. Everything of my flow, but for sure, everything about you speaks my mind. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the Lyrical Ranger, take it, send them on in, but then drive. It's a freestyle, buddy.
My brother. Hey, man, I know who I'm dealing with. But listen.
Yeah, I brought my mind.
Listen, check this out. I got four guys from Philly who want to compliment your piece. So give me a moment. I'm going to let them just go ahead and say what they got to say. One, hold on, bro.
In the marrow.
go-go brother. I hope it was all right
for Boyz II Men, man,
to do your
yes, indeed. And that's
all
the
right,
first time I heard that song. That's the first time I heard
really?
That song from Boyz II Men.
Oh, man.
After I knew,
oh, man.
You know how, like, it's like if you listen to Teddy Pendergrass and you hear a song and you never heard that song from Teddy, but you know a Teddy voice. You know what I mean? Or you know
absolutely.
A new edition.
You know Boyz II Men voice. New edition Boyz II Men. The voices that are iconic that you just know. Luther, Stevie, you just know. But I like songs on certain artist CDs or albums that don't get radio play. Those are the ones I focus on because I don't ever want to grow tired of it. But my go-go brother, stick around, man. We're going to come back to you, man. Right now I'm going to send you over to the Central Lounge of Seduction. But stick around. Get another romantic piece in that head of yours. And we're going to come back to you because it's too early for this show to end. And the vibe and the energy is just feeling so good.
You're right. Seems like another love TKO.
There it is. All right, bro. Stick around for me.
I am. For you, yes, I will. Okay.
Oh, man. The poetry tonight is just, whew, man, y'all are doing it tonight. I mean, look at us. We're about to spin the block, as King Atterbury would say, go ahead, man. Go ahead and, spin the block and whatnot. So we're going to come back to La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm here. All right.
Yeah. You ready?
I'm in my field tonight.
It's all right. Well, the mic is yours. Go ahead and be romantic and sensual.
All right. I'm going to try. Thank you. This is called The Evolution of Us. I am an open book, so I love you on purpose. And my art of seduction is a game of willful play with intentional gain. Satisfy my pleasure principle. So please hear me. I want to write poems on your skin with my lips as we lay under the night sky and count stars. Until we find one worthy of naming it. Ours. Would you let me? Surrender to us and let the worshiping of body, mind, and soul be our lovemaking session, blessed in the open free waters while sharing sweet kisses of life. Shh. Quiet your spirit. The universe is listening, offering infinite comfort, and I want to taste your thoughts. Speak life and watch it unfold into the best you've ever experienced. Unfold. Open your mind to let me in, and I'll show you the side of life where love opens commitment to you. For always. I want to write poems on your skin with my lips so you will feel my words imprinting, seducing, and taking root in the deepest emotions you hold. This is home. So write your poems on my skin and tell my soul your story. Take pleasure where there is no shadow of intruders on your path and honor the natural way of things. By allowing my stimulating vibrations and my rapture to take care of all of your needs. Know that my dowry is my heart because within its beats is peace of mind with breathing room. And you can trust in space to completely be yourself because safety can be turned into a weapon. Just give me you, because I don't want to just give you me. I want to give the most precious. And that is to share in love with you. I want to write poems on your skin with my lips and catalog your breath and moans of the evolution of we.
Well, I have a young lady that kind of agrees with you. So if you don't mind, I'm going to play this track to compliment your piece.
Please. Coming back for her second appearance in Romantic Sensual Saturday, Amelia T. Davis. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
The mic is yours.
exquisite king pending. Fantasy of his lips upon mine is savory like sweet wine. The shadows of our lovemaking flicker across my inner being. The beauty, the intensity, the raw emotions pouring forth with each inward, outward stroking of our passion is a overwhelming delight. I truly dream of such a romance of passion and love. Just the very thought of him takes my breath away. His voice, a tender rhapsody that vibrates throughout my body. His hand, his embrace, to touch, to hold, to feel, to know that love overpowers my senses with anticipation of what it might be like to love and be loved so intensely that our bodies long for each other's sensuous embrace. I wonder when he comes into my life, will I be in utter shock with thoughts of, is this what love feels like? I mean, real love? I ponder on that subject often. A man's healthy, devoted, passionate, protective love, a real, true love just for me. It's my heart desire. Forget gold or diamonds or anything materialistic. Just a human man's heart of gold given to me only. Flow through life, supporting, building, inspiring, blessing each other. My day dreams turn into night dreams, yet he hasn't arrived. I know one day my lover, my best friend, my partner, my king will arrive, for my Father God would not allow me to live the rest of my life alone, left without someone to love and who loves me. My king shall cascade into my life, and the song will be our souls harmonizing in love and joy. Joyfulness as we finish this walk called life, enjoying our love hand in hand. The sunset, an exquisite king pending for a future unmatched. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
Absolutely, Emilia, absolutely. Well, I got three guys who don't mind singing to you if you allow them to compliment your piece. Do you mind?
Oh, not at all. Please do.
See, man, I ain't tripping off none of my homeboy.
No.
And I ain't tripping off none of her girlfriend.
Oh, sure, Rafi.
Because I can't do that. We're going to be together. We're going to do this.
Shut up.
No, we can do this.
Just me and you. Ooh, baby.
You deserve, promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby. I'm your future, I ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had, yeah. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I'm hurt, I still apologize. Why? 'Cause you were my baby. Why? 'Cause you were my baby. When you smiled, I knew right away that my love for you never changed. Can't fight this feeling away. Me and you be endgame, but I know you're scared, baby. Trust me, I'm here, I won't disappear, baby. Let your guard down, come and take a chance on me. Yeah, come and take a chance on me. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? 'Cause you were my baby. Cause you were my baby. You remember when we'd stay up at night, exchanging stories about our lives. Tell you I got you through thick and thin. Take a risk, baby, give me your hand. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? You were my baby. Why? You were my baby.
Is that okay, bro? Is that all right?
That's absolutely perfect, bro. Thank you so much.
Nah, man, thank you, man. It was definitely fitting your crush, and, you know, she just want to marry you, bro. She just want to marry you.
Should have kept her.
Man. All right, bro, get on back over to that lounge, man, so we can keep this party going. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my good brother, J-Rob, the wise son. One love, one mic, bro.
Peace and blessings.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we got Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you my happy.
It's on the line. And then,
what's up, Javi?
It's unfortunate, good brother. I thought I had more time to spit. I'm in the car. It's not going to work out.
I got three more people I can go to, and I can come back to you, bro.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work, bro.
I'm about
47 minutes from home, so it's not going. It's not. Yeah.
Well, keep on listening, bro. Just keep on listening in.
I got you. I'm here.
All right. All right. We're going to go back to Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Are you ready, bro? Are you ready?
I brought my mind. Yes, I am. I'm always ready.
All right, bro. The mic is yours.
I'm gonna call this freestyle old school love. All right. Can you do me a favor, DJ? Can you play another slow jam? Can you make it so sweet on that slow jam? Because tonight, me and my woman, we are dancing along on the dance floor. I looked into her eyes because I'm ready to propose. She's everything to me as it shows. You see, she got me feeling like that song, Gloria, My Sweet Gloria. Things ain't not the same since you've been away, but she's been here. See, I think about the songs when she's in my arms. You see, sometimes I feel like Tony Tone. It never rains in California. Spreading my love from the east to the west. She's amazing. She is the best. She makes me want to say everything off the top of my chest. Can I be that man? Be like Bloodstone. Can I be like other groups to bring that old school love? Like last night in the Pips. Like love on that midnight train to Georgia. We keep moving like a locomotive. My love is just that explosive for her. She is my everything that I prefer. That's that old school love. Ready to be in the place because it's something way to make me feel like Stephanie Mills. Love that would never die. And because she is my reason why. Miss Automatic Charismatic Lyrical Engine. Take it in. I'm all in. Pipe and dry.
All right, good brother. All right, good brother. You know, you started your piece off, and since you're talking about slow jams, I figure it's fitting for this duet to complement your piece.
Bye.
Good brother, I hope that that was all right for you, brother.
Yes.
I hope that
you know
was
what?
Good.
Yes, from the original to the remake. Yes,
absolutely.
And
I knew you would feel that.
They did Midnight Star some justice. Now some
yes,
people
sir.
Do a remake. I'm trying to see who's the remake. Is that A-Fine, Kiki Palm? I know it. First, I thought it was Avon,
No, that's Monica and Usher, that one right there.
Monica Usher? Oh, Monica Usher.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Way back
Monica.
Back in the early 90s.
You know what? Monica still looking fine. I love
yes,
my woman.
Is,
but Monica, I'm still a man, but, you know, I think
brother,
we can't forget how to slow dance. I know people watch that booty shaking and all that, but you still got slow dance. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, good brother, we're going to get you on over to the back to the lounge, man, so that you can do your thing over there and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, okay? One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's my good brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. If you're still hearing my voice, congratulations. You've made it to the overtime hour of tonight. It's Romantic Sensual Saturday. We've been having a good time with romance and sensuality through poetry and through song. And we're just going to keep this party going. Next up is one CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links. What's good with you, bro?
What it do, Vance Meadows? What it do, my brother?
What it do, baby?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got to see the man himself and Britton do the huckabuck, y'all. It was an amazing thing. But my good brother, are you ready? Are you ready to rescue us with your?
Yes,
romance and sensual. Are you ready to rescue us? I mean, it's been a
yes,
fun night of poetry, but we need to hear from For Real the Poet. So, my brother, if you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. You're my one and only. My one and only, my one and only. Special, so special, so special. I'm going to love you. I'm going to cherish you, walk over water to be with you. Of all the things I am willing to do, walk barefoot over hot lava to be with you. I can't swim, but I deep dive to seek the perfect pearl for you. In a jetliner, strap on a parachute and skydive just to hand right in the sky my deep undying love for you. I would die for you. I would die for you just to be with God, close enough to snatch the farthest star from the heavens and replace it with a picture of you. So special. Special, I'm going to love you. I'm going to cherish you, walk over water to be with you, swim 1,000 seas, 1,000 leagues, run buck naked, get stung by killer bees, steal from Winnie the Pooh just to get that honey for you. I'm going to love you. I promise you, if I ever lost you, I'd take a trip back to the future just to find you. 'cause you're my one and only, my one and only, my one and only. I'm gonna love you. Unbridled, unbroken, running free through a herd of wild stallions of all the things I am willing to do, caring for you, loving for you, being blessed to be the man God placed before you. There's nothing I won't do to show you how much I do. Love you. So special. I'm in love with you, in love with the thought of sharing, caring, coupling, pairing, holding hands, stopping to feed each other kisses while a crowd gathers staring. In love with you, in all the above, in love with the thoughts of just because of. Romantic love, spontaneous, sensuous, sensually romantical, sensuous love. No games or tricks, just you and me, love, with nothing in between to ruin this. No talks of body parts and what we want to do with it, that's lust, superfluous, and it doesn't have meaning or anything to do with this or us. I want to swim in it, drown in it, be resuscitated by it, and constantly surrounded in it. True bliss, effervescence, no denying it, no laws of gravity to defy it, to take flight, you and I, on some midnight trice with thousands of scented candles lining the sky, feeling the breeze against our skin as we pass by, stopping in mid-flight just to kiss again. This is how it should have been from the beginning when God snatched that rib from the man to make the woman. Love. In love with love and all its intangibles, its richness, its silky satin sweetness, that simple unexplained something that wipes away any bitterness. I'm for real and I'm feeling this. I've got the shivers and goose pimples and I'm loving this. Love business, hot and steaming, heart beating rapid, and I don't mind suffocating in its thickness. It's all things love is. Like a slow-running stream smothered by the scents and sounds created by Mother Nature, I'm for real, and I'm feeling this. In love, and I've fallen in, and it makes me want to take my socks off and get in it. Knee deep, love, romantic love, spontaneous, sensuous, sensually romantic love, and love for no apparent reason, just simply because I take to the sky on a natural high, loving you more till the day I die. To the sky on a natural high, loving, loving you. So special. For real.
Yo, 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 listen, listen. That was beautiful. And I have a young lady, I hope you don't mind, but she listened and she said, I have to sing this song to him. I have to, so I hope you don't mind. Tamia has something that she'd like to say to you. Is that okay?
It's all right.
He says it's like the grass that grows between the cracks of ghetto streets, relentless in spite of the neverlasting. I said, baby, damn, you got lyrics.
my God. You see, she had to jump the front of the line, bro, and knock the rest of the female singers back a notch and say, look, listen here, I need to sing this to Pharrell the Poet. After that piece that he just did, she said he makes it like poetry. Bro.
Yeah.
I hope that was all right for you, bro.
It was perfectly all right for me, brother. I thank her with my heart and my soul.
My brother, my brother. Well, stick around, man. We got a couple more poets that's dying to get into Romantic Central Saturday. The sensual lounge of seduction is awaiting your arrival. So go in there and stick around and hang out with us a little bit more.
All right. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, that is my brother, Mike, taking his socks off. For real, the Poet Douglas.
Baby, baby.
Man, we're going to move from For Real the Poet to one half, the other half host of King and Queen's Quarters. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Zuena, or Queen Simmons, in the building. Welcome. How you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful. Good evening, Poetic. How are you?
Oh, I am doing phenomenal. It's a wonderful night for romance and sensuality, and now you're here. Now this is your time. Are you ready to be romantic and sensual for us tonight?
I think I am, yeah. I think I'm working on a little piece today that you guys have inspired between everything I've heard tonight and this rain and the music. Perfect. Perfect night for a little bit of rain.
Oh, yes. So look, I'm going to go ahead and get out of the way, and the mic is yours.
Okay. This piece doesn't have a title. There is no music this time. It's quiet now. The concert of a dressing gown of formalities and duties bound, the indulgence in the silent sounds of a moment found, or better yet, a moment we made manifest like the cropping up of goose flesh, a symphony of anxiousness. The sudden stop of hitched breath, the fear of what would come next, the fullness where once was emptiness, but still there was no music, not a sound, louder than my raging thoughts, prouder than the fight I fought, a battle that I quickly lost, or better yet, I forfeited it, surrendered to the silence, the rustling off of heavy clothes, the helping off of heavy loads, a loss of self in all control. I'm surprised there was no music, though, but the silence filled up every hole, the way my body filled the room, and under your full gaze I bloomed, the way your manhood filled my womb, the way my ocean overflowed, lost breath at the point of crescendo, your kisses sublime and subliminal made music in my mental, my racing heartbeat on the bass as you wrap one arm around my waist and your other hand wrapped around my throat. Damn, there should be music, though. There ought to be some subtle note to round out growls and feral moans to give this pleasure flesh and bone every time our song came on. I'd be reminded of your touch, the little stuff that means so much. I don't want one sense to go to waste, the recollection of your skin's taste and how you looked across my bed. Fully spent and fully fed. I need a song to recollect the disrespect that I did to the dialect when I spit every epithet. It sounded like an exorcist, but my lover wasn't finished yet. Maybe if there had been music, I wouldn't need these blanket excuses. When someone asks me what I'm doing, I wish a song could explain it to them. I want to let a record play to say the things I want to say, play the moments before they fade of all the beautiful messes we made, the memories of your sweet caress. You push my limits to the test, your fist in my dreads, your teeth in my neck, going in and out of tenderness. I want to dance in a moment so sublime, but there was no music this time. And that's that piece so far.
My gosh, you know, a brother heard this piece. He was listening to it while I was listening to it. And he and I somewhat think alike a little bit. So I'm going to let him I'm going to let him compliment your piece because he can sing it a lot better than I can. Is that all right?
That's all right.
I know you got all dressed up for the club, waiting on Nick to come pick you up. Baby, ooh, when I saw you walking out the door, ooh, I just knew you needed something more. Now I'm whipping straight back to the crib, gonna give you something that you won't forget, no. Baby, ooh, I just wanna get you out the door.
So my brother, I know you. I know you, and I know you got something laced for us. So are you ready?
You know, it's funny. Yes, sir. I got something that was a writing challenge on another program. It was on the Soul Cafe to write a piece for a song.
Okay.
And it's called,
all right,
This Is My Song.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. I cannot and have not ever forgotten the moment when you crept into my dreams, finer than anyone I had ever previously seen. I just knew one day you had to be my queen. Kind and caring and sexy as well. Smiled as it melt ice and a heart that was never intentionally dismissive for me. Path we embarked upon was one of a kind. It was amazing, the experiences we shared. Love making was so incredibly good. If now making another's chance of our level of satisfaction completely unfair. So uniquely magical was the intimate moments we shared. Play it again was our anthem, only heightening the way we were perfectly paired. What's it all about when you became hypnotized every time you looked into her eyes? When your desire to remain single suddenly dies? Circumstance and life played its part in pulling us apart. We grew to hold different importances within our hearts. The agony and the ecstasy of our perfect sharing began showing the end of what we had now had its obvious yet hidden start. Such a bittersweet romance, yet one that will be cherished for all time. And certain aspects will forever remain one of a kind. Things we shared that still threaten to blow my mind. Another you I could never find. I'm not sure the reason for the ending of what we shared. It certainly wasn't because we no longer cared. Because eternal is the name of the game of what we shared. You still occupy space in my dreams and in my life. And I still wonder what would have been had I made you my wife. Mystery for sure. One that will last incredibly long. Feelings and memories that were made will never be gone. Most of my song. And that's that, Jesus.
You know, Brother Paul, that was beautiful. And there's a young lady that's trending worldwide right now. And she'd like to compliment you or compliment your piece, if that's all right. And her name is her.
Wow. I'm humbled.
Places I've never known, when no one else seems to be getting through, only you can tell what's going on. When I hear your name, put a smile up on my face. It don't matter the time or the place. You'll make it all better now. I could love you forever now. When I hear the sound, when I'm feeling down, ain't nobody else gotta be around for you to make it better now.
myself together now. Let me sing my song. Don't wanna be alone. I know that when I listen, find what happiness in right here in my heart. Let me sing my song. I know this is my
inspiration, my good brother. I hope I hope it was okay to end the show with your piece and with a song called My Song to compliment your piece. And what a dynamic song it is. She starts it by saying, I want to run away with you. I want to run away with you. Thank you, my brother, for coming through and blessing us the way that you have with this piece, my brother.
My brother, I think the blessings came in the
other way. Just listening to some of your previous callers and just the experiences, I got the blessing.
Well, I'm glad.
For life. I'm glad I got the time. And then
absolutely.
That song by her, I just recently became aware of her. And I thought she was
oh my God,
phenomenal.
You guys
so
catching
it was
up.
Really. it was really perfect that you chose that song. That just made my night.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Paul. Well, I'm going to send you on over to the romantic area, which is titled the Sensual Lounge of Seduction. So stick around and enjoy the remainder of the show, my good brother.
I most certainly will.
All right. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Man, next up we've got, we're going back to Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man.
Wait.
Mojave.
Hold on. One second. Just mute me for like 5 seconds.
While we're waiting for Mojave, let me go ahead and give you the rundown of the Epiphany shows for the upcoming week. Tomorrow night, join Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic, for the Inspiration Factory. Monday night is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is Honey Dripper 2.0 with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is the Erotic Love Zone, Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Iron Sharpened Irons with Anonymity. And then Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Rob, the Djembe Poet Morrow. Make sure you tune in. And back to Mojave.
One more second, hold on.
Oh, this is Paulie. Let the church say amen. La da dee la la la. La da la la la. La la la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh, well, he sound like he come from England or something. I don't know. La 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 la, la da dee da da, la la da 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 dee da da, la 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 la. Epiphany Radio.
All right, and we're back. We are back. Mojave, are you ready?
Almost. Okay, go. Sorry. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, good brother.
Sorry. Use the train and multiple things going on at the same time because it gets a little goofy around here. Hey there, Metals. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, bro. How you doing? You doing all right?
Rush, hurry. Yeah, no, it's been a day. Been a whole day. Okay. But anyway,
so
Yeah, man.
You ready to be romantic and sensual tonight, bro?
You know, I'm trying to be. I'm gonna see what happens. You know, I'm just in the business of the business. But we're gonna try this out. I just gotta figure out where I was at. Hold on. No, that's not it. I can't. Hold on a second. Hold on. That's not it. Yeah, that's it. Okay, you ready?
All right, bro. The mic is yours.
I find you in my dreams. Most often, you were standing there in nothing but a smile. The wonderful ways in which your flesh becomes my possession are legends. They echo passion, the light of desires, the insurrection of affection that desires conservation or correction. Is a full-on fall, or should I say jump off a cliff, sweeter than a jazz riff, our improvisation comes and comes with the ways that I hum between licks upon your clit that ask you for more, and your body benefits from a skilled artisan who only wants to draw your permanent satisfaction to the canvas of your skin, to be worn and trembles and shakes when a word incites flashbacks. You get that ache, that want, to burn that residual ascendancy in regards to this rapport is giving, is living, your sweetness, making it easy to dream. It will be my distinct pleasure to pleasure you in all ways that you find favorable, to open you gently, let you trickle until your rush becomes an explosive gust, yells that I have to grab your throat to hush. Growing louder with each stroke. There are a few ways that I desire to expire your celibacy, return ecstasy to your rightful place, keep pace with ardor to tie you up in pleasure, restrain and train you to ask and request all your desires to be met. I am here to fulfill you and fill you. And after you're empty, your sweet deaths on the trail of husky breath, one breath, shared between four lips, miles of desire that travels within the squeezing of lungs where tongues pass passion's wet that undulate sensuous rhythms, break beats of sweat and goosebumps and pumps, pressure electric jumps, lowers labias into wellspring of deep. How pursing lips pull, arouse angles upon angles, hardness dangling, till it meets your wet strangling, tight, taut, salt, and a seat that penetrates deep. So drown me. Drown me. Drown me. Let my swim fill your brim till you spill. Palm.
Yo, yo, yo. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. And man, these four cats, man, is a duo, is these four individuals, man, is two brothers, two sets of brothers, man. And they say, hey, look, after hearing a piece like that, man, we gotta do this track to compliment this piece. So I'm gonna let KC, JoJo, Devontae, and Mr. Dalvin honor your piece with this track right here.
Hit me. All the chronic in the world can even message you. You're the ultimate high. You know what I'm saying, baby? Now check this out.
Take my money, my house and my car. For one hit of you, you can have it all.
Down so I
Mojave, Mojave, Mojave. I hope Jodeci was okay, since that piece had it sounding like somebody was fiending. Man, that was very central. And man, them brothers said, man, we had to bless that brother with that with those vocals. So I hope they did you justice, bro.
They did me justice. Gave me some ideas too. Thank you.
My pleasure, brother. My pleasure. All right, man, get on over there to the Sensual Seduction Lounge and enjoy yourself and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
I'm a child.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Mojave, Mr. Tuesday Nights. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Whew. I'm full, y'all. All this romance and sensuality, these poems, these tracks. What a wonderful job, one and all. Amazing poetry, amazing tunes. You guys and ladies are phenomenal. And thank y'all for joining me on Romantic Central Saturday. As I said, join us tomorrow night for The Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. And without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So I'm glad that you tuned in and joined us tonight. And before I leave you tonight, I have a song that will take us out tonight, because we are being romantic and sensual. So one love, one mic, and remember to take your socks off, baby, baby.
What would I do without your smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out? You've got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning, 'cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you, even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down, I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your even when I lose, I'm winning, 'cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, give me all.
curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Could I give you all of me? And you give me all of you. I give you all of me. And you give me all.